an awareness of self. To live an aware life, the individual must begin with an awareness of self. He must conduct a running examination and periodic re-examinations of the self. In language, the medium of farthest reaches, deepest diving, and most complicated windings. The sorting might well begin with the ordinary, everyday experience of life. A diary or journal enables one to examine and evaluate experiences, as well as to come to understand them and their significance, or insignificance. Most of us do this examination and evaluation in moments of dreaming, or in that state of mental wandering just before sleep. There is some, even great advantage. However, in subjecting ourselves to the discipline of written language, in which the vague and the confusing and the poorly defined give way to the specific, the firm and the clearly formulated. For writing is discovery. The language that never leaves our head is like colourful yarn, which endlessly spins out multicoloured threads dropping into emptiness, momentarily compacted, entangled, fascinating and elusive. We have glimpses that seem brilliant but quickly fade. We catch sight of images that tease us with connections and patterns that too soon flow on. We hold in momentary view a comprehensive arrangement, insight that dissolves rapidly and disappears. Writing that is discovery forces the capturing, the retrieving, and the bringing into focus these stray and random thoughts. Examining them, we form ideas that are as much about the self as about the language. Indeed, writing is largely a process of choosing among alternatives from the images and thoughts of the endless flow, and this choosing is the matter of making up one's mind, and this making up one's mind becomes, in effect, the making up of one's self. In this way, writing that is honest and genuine and serious constitutes the discovery of the self.